Welcome to Fraser 365. I'm Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor at Fraser Church, and we're so glad that you've joined us in this study of the book of Joshua. Our prayer is that this study equips you to live the victorious life that is offered in Christ. God bless.
This is Day 8 of Volume 2 of Joshua, Living the Victorious Life. Today's title is A Fight to the Finish. S.D. Gordon said, "Prayer is repeating the victor's name, Jesus, into the ears of Satan and insisting on his retreat." Our text today is Joshua 10, verses 28 through 33. "As for Makkedah, Joshua captured it on that day and struck it and its king with the edge of the sword. He devoted to destruction every person in it. He left none remaining. And he did to the king of Makkedah just as he had done to the king of Jericho. Then Joshua and all Israel with him passed on from Makkedah to Libna and fought against Libna. And the Lord gave it also and its king into the hand of Israel. And he struck it with the edge of the sword and every person in it. He left none remaining in it. And he did to its king as he had done to the king of Jericho. Then Joshua and all Israel with him passed from Libna to Lachish, and laid siege to it, and fought against it. And the Lord gave Lachish into the hand of Israel, and he captured it on the second day, and struck it with the edge of the sword, and every person in it, as he had done to Libna. The Horam king of Gezer came up to help Lachish, and Joshua struck him and his people until he left none remaining." After Joshua defeated the five kings, he led Israel on a military campaign of one victory after another. Today's scripture gives us four straight victory stories. Three of these stories resulted from Joshua taking the offensive. Joshua led his army to these cities in the following order: Makkedah, Libna, and Lachish. The fourth victory over King Horam and his people resulted from their attempt to assist Libna. Therefore, Joshua took three of the battles to his enemies, and one battle came to him. We have similar battles as we walk daily with the Lord. There are some enemies that we need to take the battle to. We need to confront evil head on. There is a time to march toward the enemies of God and wage war. Far too many believers are waiting for the battles to come to them when the battles are raging all over the world. Children are starving to death in other countries. Should those of us in the United States wait until our children are starving until we help those who are already suffering? Absolutely not. The time to wage war on hunger and starvation is now. What about those being persecuted for their faith in other countries? Should we wait until we are persecuted here in this country before we wage war in prayer for our brothers and sisters in Christ? Absolutely not. Joshua knew that if his enemies had time to regroup, they would come at him again soon. So he took the battle to them and waged war against his enemies. God has called us to actively wage war by doing good and bringing justice to those who cannot defend themselves. God spoke these words to the prophet Isaiah, as recorded in Isaiah 1:16 through 20. "Wash yourselves, make yourselves clean, remove the evil of your deeds before my eyes. Cease to do evil. Learn to do good. Seek justice. Correct oppression. Bring justice to the fatherless. Plead the widow's cause. Come now, let us reason together, says the Lord. Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they are red like crimson, they shall become like wool. If you are willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. But if you refuse and rebel, you shall be eaten by the sword. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken." So, there is a time to take the battle to the enemy. We must also be on the lookout for battles that come to us. As Joshua found when the king of Gezer came out against Israel, the same situations occur in our walk with Jesus. The devil will never leave us alone this side of heaven. As we fight one battle against evil, other battles will always arise. However, we can fight with courage and wage spiritual warfare against our enemy because we know that greater is he who lives in us than the enemy who lives in this world. There is an interesting repetition in Scripture for the first two cities that Israel defeated. For Makkedah and Libna, we find the replication of the following words: He devoted to destruction every person in it. He left none remaining. And he did to the king just as he has done to the king of Jericho. In all four battles, we discover that every enemy was destroyed. Even when the king Horam came to Libna's defense, we find the words again, until he left none remaining. God's word re-emphasizes the total annihilation of the enemy. Scripture also points back to a comparison of what happened at Jericho to remind us of the first battle Israel faced in the conquest of the Promised Land. The same God that gave them complete victory with a shout is the same God who will give them victory with the sword. The same God who caused the walls to come down can defeat their enemies no matter where they come from. We can fight to the finish because our God never fails. Questions to consider. What's one major spiritual victory God has won in your life? How often are you reminded of that victory as you face your current battles against the enemy? How does it help your fighting spirit to know that God can defeat every enemy and leave none remaining? What spiritual warfare are you currently engaged with in battle? Spend some time with God today and let Him lead you into battle. Pray with me. Lord, thank you that while we are going to face many battles, we know greater are you than the enemies that we'll face. Teach us how and when to fight those battles, such that we can be victorious in your name. Amen.